tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. De Broadway a Gran Vía. Hoy os traemos a Radio Sefarad el musical Sweeney Todd. En concreto, escucharemos el revival de 2005, dirigido por Harold Prince, una adaptación muy especial con Patti LuPone y Michael Cerveris, en la que los propios actores son también los músicos, y cuyo CD nos ha traído nuestra queridísima compañera Masha, sin el cual no se hubiera podido realizar este programa. El musical es original de Stephen Sondheim y Hugh Wheeler y está basado en una leyenda de mediados del siglo XIX. La historia comienza con la llegada en barco de Sweeney Todd y su compañero Anthony Hope a Londres. Todd ha sido encarcelado en Australia por el corrupto juez Turpin. Cuando Sweeney Todd regresa a su viejo apartamento, descubre que el local de debajo de su casa es ahora una tienda de pasteles de carne, regentada por Nellie Lovett.
Wait, what you rush, what you hurry? You gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come here for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if my head's a little vague. Ugh, what is that? But you think we had the plague. From the way that people keep avoiding, no you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can hardly blame. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good, no, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Ugh. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but crusting. Here, drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And no wonder with the price of meat what it is when you get it. Never thought I'd live to see the day. Many think it was a treat finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a toy shop. Does a business, but I noticed something weird. Lately all her neighbors' cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what it calls enterprise. Poppin' pussies into pies, wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, the pussy gets as quick. No denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. Only lard and nothing more. Is that just revolting or greasy? Gritty, it looks like it's molting and tastes like Well, pity a woman alone with limited wind and the worst eyes in London. Ah, sir, times is hard, times is hard.
Isn't that a room up there over the shop? If times are so hard, why don't you rent it out? Should bring in something.
Up there? No one will go near it. People think it's haunted. You see, years ago something happened up there. Something not very nice.
El corrupto y depravado juez Turpin encarceló a Sweeney Todd para arrebatarle a su esposa y a su hija Joanna. Anthony, el compañero de Sweeney Todd, va caminando por la calle cuando percibe a una chica cantando en un balcón. Se trata de la hija de Todd, que éste daba por muerta.
I feel a huge manna. I feel you.
I was half convinced I'd wake and satisfied enough. Happily I was mistaken, Joanna. I'll steal you, Joanna. I'll steal you. Do they think that walls can hide you? Even now I'm at your window. I am in the dark beside you, buried sweetly in your yellow hair. I feel you, Joanna, and one day I'll steal. I'm with you, then I'm with you there, slowly buried in your yellow hair.
Entonces entra en escena el barbero impostor de origen italiano Adolfo Pirelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your attention, please. Do you wake every morning in shame and despair to discover your pillow is covered with hair? What ought not to be there? Well, ladies and gentlemen, from now on you can wake in with these. You need never again have a worry or care. I will show you a miracle marvelous lair. Gentlemen, you are about to see something what rose from the dead. On the top of my head. Scarcely a month ago, gentlemen, I was suddenly struck with a rare oriental disease. Though the finest physicians in London were called, I awakened one morning amazed and appalled to discover with dread that my head was as bald as a novice's knees. I was dying of shame till a gentleman came, an illustrious barber, Pirelli by name. He gave me a liquid as precious as gold. I rubbed it in daily like what I was told. And behold, less than 30 days old. Twas Pirelli's miracle elixir. That's what did the trick, sir. True, sir, true. Was it quick, sir? Did it in a tick, sir? Just like an elixir ought to do. How about a bottle, mister? Only cost a penny guaranteed.
Hey, buys a bottle,
go ahead and drug, sir.
Go ahead, sir, harder.
Does Pirelli stimulate the growth, sir? You can have my oath, sir. Tis unique. Rub a minute, stimulate in it. Soon you'll have to thin it once a week. Yeah.
gently dab. It gets to be a habit. Soon there'll be enough, sir. Somebody can grab it. See that chap with hair like Shelley's? You can tell he's used me there, Lee's.
Let me have a bottle, make that two.
What me, sir? What that awful stink?
Smells to me like piss and looks like hair.
Smells to me like hair.
Elixir, anything what slicks her soon sprouts curls. Try Pirellis when they see how thick, sir. You can have your picture of the girls. See Pirellis miracle elixir, grow a little wixer, then some fuzz. The Pirellis soon will make it thick, sir, like a good elixir always does. Just Pirellis if your hair is thick, sir, fix it in elixir, don't look grim. Just Pirellis miracle elixir, that'll do the trick, sir.
What about the money?
If you got a kick, sir.
What about the money? Where is it for Pirelli? Go and get Pirelli.
Tell it to the mixer.
What about the money?
We've got a kick, sir.
Signor Pirelli, I am Mr. Sweeney Todd, and I have serviced no kings. Yet I'll wager I can shave a cheek and pull a tooth with 10 times more dexterity than any street mountebank. You see these razors? I lay them against 5 pounds. You are no match for me.
You hear this, foolish man? Watch and see how he will regret his folly.
Will Beadle Bamford be the judge?
Glad as always to oblige my friends and neighbors.
Ready.
Ready.
Por su parte, el juez Turpin vive atormentado porque solo desea casarse con Joanna, la hija de Todd. Sweeney Todd no tarda tiempo en asesinar a Pirelli y después de esto, los pasteles de carne de la señorita Lovett saben mucho mejor porque ahora tienen carne.
Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name has? Had? Has? Nor it can't be traced. Business needs a lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift, if you get my drift. Now, seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price I meet, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Ah.
Good, you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and her pie shop. Business never better, using only pussy cans and toast. Now a pussy's good for maybe 6 or 7 at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
eminently practical and yet appropriate
waste.
As always. Mrs. Lovett, how I did without you all these years, I'll never know.
Think
how
about it, lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shave. Won't they
how
think
choice,
of all them pies?
Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd, what, Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear.
Then who are we to deny it in here?
These are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett, and desperate measures are called for.
Here we are. Hot from the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh, so it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
No, you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
And good for business. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it in Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
It is for a price.
Or does something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice?
Anything is lean.
Well, then, if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean, though of course it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy, now, sir, look closer, you'll notice it's grosser.
Looks thicker, more like vicar.
Now it has to be grosser, it's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives favor.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavor.
How gratifying for once to know
that those above will serve those down below.
Now let's see. We've got Tinker.
Something pinker.
Taylor.
Something paler.
Potter.
Something hotter.
Butler.
Something subtler.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of clock.
Maybe for a lark.
Then again, they're sweep if you want it cheap and you like it dark. Try the financier. Peak of his career.
That looks pretty right.
Well, he drank. Now it's bank cashier. Never really sold. Maybe it was old.
Have you any beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now this may be a bit stringy, but then of course it's fiddle player.
That's not fiddle player, that's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
They'll blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, oh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
It's who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, too, Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear
but that everybody comes out where we've been.
Since Marine doesn't appeal to you, how about Rear Admiral?
Too salty. I prefer General.
With or without his privates? With his extra.
What is that?
It's fop, finest in the shop. Well, we have some shepherd's pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. That's a politician so oily, it's served with a doily, not one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Try the fryer, fry destroyer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
That actor, that's
yes, and always arrives overdone. They'll come again when you have Judge on the menu.
Wait, true, we don't have Judge yet, but would you settle for the next best thing?
What's that?
Executioner.
Have charity toward the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
Highborn and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
La tienda de la señorita Lovett es ahora un próspero negocio, gracias a la nueva materia prima, esta nueva receta tan especial. Además, el sistema está totalmente mecanizado. De la silla de barbero de Sweeney Todd, los clientes pasan directamente a la cocina de la señorita Lovett. Entonces, ella sueña con una vida junto a Todd cerca del mar.
Oh, Mr. Todd, I'm so happy. I could eat you up, I really could. You know what I'd like to do.
Mr. Todd, what I dream. If the business stays as good, where I'd really like to go in a year or so. Don't you want to know?
Yes, of course.
Do you really want to know?
Yes, yes, I do. I do.
I've always had a dream ever since I was a skinny little slip of a thing, and my rich Aunt Netta used to take me to the seaside August bank holiday. The pier, making little castles in the sand. I can still feel my toes wiggling around in the briny. By the sea, Mr. Todd, that's the life I carve it. By the sea, Mr. Todd, ooh, I know you'd love it. You and me, Mr. T, we could be alone in a house what we'd almost own down by the sea.
Anything you say.
Wouldn't that be smashing? With the sea at our gate, we'll have kippered herring. What have swum to us straight from the Straits of Bering. Every night in the kip, when we're through our kippers, I'll be there slipping off your slippers by the sea. With the fishes splashing by the sea. Wouldn't that be smashing down by the sea? See us waking, the breakers breaking, the seagulls squawking. Ooh, ooh, I do me baking, then I go walking with you, you. I'll warm me bones on the esplanade, have tea and scones with me gay young blade. Then I'll knit a sweater while you write a letter, unless we've got better to do.
Anything you say.
Think how snug it'll be underneath the flannel when it's just you and me and the English Channel in our cozy retreat, kept all neat and tidy. We'll have chums over every Friday by the sea. Don't you love the weather by the sea? We'll grow old together by the sea. A nice rich navy, and me, stripes perhaps. It'll be so quiet that who'll come by it except a seagull. Oh, oh, we shouldn't try it though till it's legal for two. But a seaside wedding could be devised, me rumpled bedding legitimized. My eyelids a flutter, I'll turn into butter the moment I mutter, I do. By the sea in our nest, we could share our kippers with the odd being guest from the weekend trippers. Have a nice sunny suite for the guest to rest in. Now and then you could do the guest in by the sea. Very nice and proper by the sea. Chopper to the seaside, ooh, ooh, by the beautiful sea. Come on, dear, give us a kiss. Ooh, that was lovely.
Tobías, el ayudante de la señorita Lovett, se percata del oscuro negocio de su jefa.
You know, Mom, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. If there was a monster, or an ogre, or anything bad like what was after you, I'd rip it apart. With my bare fists, I would.
What a sweet child it is.
Or even if it was just a man.
A man, dear?
A man what was bad? What might be luring you all unbeknownst into his evil deeds like?
What is this? What are you talking about?
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays.
And so they are, dear.
I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got way.
Of course you do.
What a sweet, affectionate child it is.
No one's gonna hurt you. No one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry. Whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time nothing can harm you, not while I'm around.
What is this foolishness? What are you talking about?
Little things I've been thinking and wondering about. Is him, is he? Is Mr. Todd? Oh, I know you fancy him, but men ain't like women. They ain't like what you can trust, as I've lived and learned. Not to worry, not to worry. I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you, like some.
Now, Toby dear, haven't we had enough foolish chatter? Let's just sit nice and quiet for a bit. I know what Toby deserves. A nice bonbon. Here.
That's Signor Pirelli's purse.
What's that? What was that, dear?
That proves it. What I've been thinking, that's his purse.
Silly boy, that's just a silly something Mr. T gave me for my birthday.
Mr. Todd gave it to you? How did he get it? How did he get it?
Bought it, dear. In the pawn shop, dear. Come on now. Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, darling, not while I'm around.
You don't understand. £2 was in it, £2 or £3. The governor given up his purse, oh, with £2 in it. Not for a minute, don't you see? It was in Mr. Todd's parlour that the governor disappeared.
Boys and their fancies, what will we think of next? Here, dear, sit here by your Aunt Nellie like a good boy and look at your lovely muffler. How warm it's going to keep you when the day's drawing. And it's so becoming on you.
Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time nothing's gonna harm you.
Y no, no os voy a contar el final. Son varias cuestiones las que se quedan abiertas. ¿Qué pasa con Tobías? ¿Descubre Todd si su hija Joanna sigue viva? ¿Y qué futuro le espera al depravado juez Turpin?
He kept a shop in London town, of fancy clients and good renown. What if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Swing your razor wide, Sweeney, hold it to the skies. Freely flows the blood of those. His room is bare. He hardly uses his fancy chair. The more he bleeds, the more he lives. He never forgets it, he never forgets. Perhaps today you gave a nod to Sweeney Todd. the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Sweeney wishes the world away, Sweeney sweeping for yesterday, hugging the blade, waiting the years, hearing the music that nobody hears. Sweeney waits in the parlor while Sweeney thinks on the office wall.
No one can help, nothing can hide you, isn't that Sweeney there beside you? Sweeney wishes the world away, Sweeney sweeping for yesterday,
sweeping for yesterday, Sweeney waits, Sweeney sweeping for yesterday.
Served a duck and a hungry god.
He served a duck and a hungry god.
To seek revenge may lead to hell,
but everyone does it if seldom as well as Sweeney. As Sweeney Todd. The demon barber of Fleet Street.